I would like to greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, wishing all God's blessing. Also all those who are joining us online worldwide. It's not a few. Sometimes there are meetings with 3,000, 4,000 people who are gathered, who are now joining us live. We are greeting you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are full of confidence that the Lord will bless us tonight richly. We are already blessed by the wonderful songs and by the instrumental music. Everything is touching our hearts, and we can just thank God for His grace that we can have such a place where we can serve the Lord undisturbed. And together we would like to give Him praise and thanks by starting with song number 5, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, number 5. Also sing song number 20, Fear Not Any Longer, number 20, Fear Not, I'm With Thee.
Oh,
praise and thanks. Yes, it's so wonderful. As the songwriters testified of it, they experienced it, and out of their experience they have sung. Also, as we read in the Psalms of David, the men of God testified of what they experienced with God, and then they praised the name of the Lord. Thank you very much. We are full of confidence that the Lord will strengthen us anew at this weekend in spirit, soul, and body. And we want to read the word for introduction, and then I ask Brother Alfred Borg to pray with us. From Isaiah 51, I would like to read a couple of verses. From the prophet Isaiah, chapter 51. Right from verse 1. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For the law shall proceed from me, the teaching, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. Up to here, this precious word of God. We could read on and on. The Lord has a wonderful plan of salvation, not only with Israel, but also with us. We from the Gentile nations. And we are so grateful that we may hear him now, the divine teaching, to that what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And the Lord God has done great things in our days. He has sent a prophet with a promise to restore all things, to restore everything unto its origin, to the pure doctrine, to the original word seed, as the disciples heard it from the mouth of the Lord. That's how we in our days could hear the word of God. And we have been brought back to the faith of the fathers at the beginning. And we know the Lord will fulfill every promise which he has given in his word. We just have to be in expectation. And we shall be jealous that it happens with us. That we not cease to ask the Lord that he will confirm his word in us. Also tonight, the Lord will do it. We stand up now for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can be here tonight. For we know only you alone have the words of eternal life. We thank you for your word which we heard already. You are saying to us, hearken unto me. Therefore, we have come to this place here, from east and west, from south and north, old and young. We are gathered here to have a new experience with you, to see your promises fulfilled in us. Lord, we thank you with all our hearts that you are present because you promised it to us, because you have said it in your word. Therefore, you are present by your Holy Spirit, and we lay everything into your hands. The continuation of this service, we just ask you for one thing: come to your right with each one of us. You know the needs, you know the sickness, and you know all things in our lives. Help us tonight. Send your word in a mighty way. May the blood of the Lamb be upon the whole meeting tonight. Forgive all things, forgive all unbelief, forgive all little faith, and fill us with faith, with trust, so that because you are able to do everything. Lord, we thank you. You are present. We feel the moving of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for everything what you have given already. Please, Lord, bless our brother. Use him. Speak to our hearts. And you know the desires of our hearts. We want to experience your presence in our midst. Please grant it tonight. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing the chorus, "This is the day." Amen. You may be seated. Today, I would like to give you greetings, to read them all. Firstly, the phone calls from Brother Mbie Ngonga, Mwamba, Pari from Benin, or from Burkina Faso, Brother Etienne Genton, greetings from Armenia, Brother Joseph from Abidjan, from the brethren from Zambia, two brothers from Goma, from the Congo, Brother Graf is also sending greetings, Brother Cecil from Pretoria, Brother Wendel Ellis from Edmonton, Colorado, Brother then Brother Cindy, at the time he's in Abidjan, Brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi, greetings, also from Uzbekistan, from the brothers and sisters. Then we will welcome the brothers. Then you have greetings from Angola, Brother Mbras, Brother Grazian from Ashdod, Israel, Brother Kamango from Congo, Brother Albert, also from the Congo, then Brother Pieri from the church of Timboko, I don't know where it is, Brother Lipondo from South Africa, Brother Nyengeli from Ottawa, Canada, Brother Matthew from Durban, Brother Baruti from the Congo, then from Cluj, Romania, greetings, Brother Kabeya from Goma, Brother Chauffeur from Rwanda, Brother Bruce from Cape Town, from the university, then he's wishing God's blessing to all. Then Brother Yapi, Leon from the Ivory Coast, Brother Mantandi from the Congo, Brother Yamasokro from the Ivory Coast, Brother Ferry from Hungary, Brother Theo Gradias from Kigali, Brother Patrick from Kinshasa, Brother Adi from Brother Gus and Gusli from Romania, Brother Stephen from Kigali, Rwanda, Brother Oleg and Sister Ludmilla from Portugal, and also from Lissabon, Sister Fernanda, then from Brother Mukanda Kolvetsi, Solvetsi, Zambia, Brother Brother Yonzi from Denver, Colorado, from Pastor Mulumba from Goma, Brother Anderson from New Zealand, Brother Chioni from the DRC, Brother Shuma from Nigeria, Brother Dick Beo, Ivory Coast, Brother Isaac, Ottawa, Canada, Brother Richard from Hungary. He's asking for prayer for his two children, Brother Tony from Malawi, greetings from Brother Gadamba from Malawi, Brother Kofi from Abidjan, he's sending greetings and they are thanking, they are joined with us right now, they are listening now. Brother Jan Ditsuku from Brazzaville, he was healed of cancer, he's sending greetings. Brother Ngona from Lasanga, from Point Noir, also from the Congo. Brother Joshua from Ottawa, greetings from brothers from Sweden, from Brother Mabuti, Brother Adonis, also from the Congo, Brother Moeli from Libreville, Gabon, and from Pastor Motika from Johannesburg, Brother Kok and from Mackay, Australia, from Brother Remy from Burundi, and Brother Dal Silva, I don't know which city is from. Yes, these are a large number of greetings, and there are many more joined with us. Then we have here brothers and sisters, the couple from Italy, for a visit. We welcome you. Then we have Brother Moise from Kinshasa in our midst. We welcome you in a special way. And Brother Eli from Kanangwa, also him, we greet you in a special way. These were all the greetings. And now we sing a chorus. And then we ask that Brother Frank serves us with a word.
Oh,
To this, we all say, Amen. And if He is present, then sinners receive forgiveness. The sick are being healed, and the captives are set free. Always where the Lord was, something happened. On those and with those who believed. Brothers and sisters, I'm just overwhelmed of that, what God is doing, what He has done, and what He is still doing right now. And I just would like to give you a very short report of the last missionary trip to India. Very mighty. No one can imagine it. And in the English language, the proclamation is just more mighty. And one doesn't need to take one doesn't have to take care of the translators. One just can preach the word in the spirit. And I experienced it that hundreds after the Amen, they came to the front and they were prayed for. It was really a gracious visitation of our God in all of the country, from the far north, from Gandia, until the uttermost south of the city of Chennai. In 8 large meetings, I preached the word, and always I experienced the grace of God anew. The flight times are always given to the passenger. The one flight was 120 minutes and 120 minutes back. The other flight was exactly 2 hours, and the other one was 1 hour and 15 minutes. The next flight was again 2 hours, and all together within of India, I've traveled 7 hours and 25 minutes from city to city, and with a taxi, a couple of hundred of kilometers I drove. And whoever was once in India, he knows what a taxi drive means. The narrow streets and the many cars and many motorcycles and whatever is on the roads. Nothing new in India. Also the cows are traveling on the streets, are walking on the streets, nicely in an order, really on the right side, the cows. And I think I've said it in Zurich already, there was only one exception, one ox. He was standing across the street, and all the cars, they had to stop and had to drive around this ox. And I was thinking by myself, how nice if we have the lamb's nature, that we are not standing in the way of someone, that we are rather signposts, and if we know how to behave ourselves. Then I met my old friend, Brother Conway. He heard Brother Branham 60 years ago. At that time, he was 17 years old, and he was singing in the choir of the Anglican Church, and he witnessed the meetings of Brother Branham. 1954, and When I was there in 1964, for the first time I was in India, I met this man, and we time and again have seen us in the meetings, and God has blessed him and also other brothers. And he could also use him in a mighty way. In the summary, it can be said, God has given grace to the 25th journey to India. And in all of the country, there are hundreds who believe, as the scripture says, and who have received the ministry of Brother Branham. Let me just mention here also what happened 1976 in October. You all know it from the circular letters. I just fetched my ticket from the travel agency and I went to Lech Street number 7. I returned home. It's about 800 meters from this place here, the first street here, after this shopping center. It's Lech Street, and there number 7. And I was just sitting on the chair, and as you hear my voice now, which always comes from up but from the right, my servant, cancel the trip to India. As you hear my voice now. And actually, I am a man who keeps his word. I went outside. I sat into my car and I drove to the forest. I went up and down and I've said, Lord, excuse me, Lord, is it not possible, Lord, the meetings are arranged and so forth. And I returned. It was about 11:15. And I just sat on the same chair as you hear my voice. Even more, with a more might, cancel the trip to India. And then I of course knew what I had to do. I have sent the telegrams, the faxes, that I couldn't come. And I said, a letter follows. And then it happened that the flight on which I was booked from Bombay to Madras, after the takeoff, it caught fire. And all the 96 passengers, they died in the flames. And there were no more. And then came, of course, from the city of Bonn, of the capital of Germany, there came the phone call. The capital was in Bonn. The phone call came into the mission center, into the office. Your missionary, Ewald Frank, is amongst the passengers who died in the flames. And I was in the office. I was in the office. And then I was called to the telephone. So, God is faithful. God is faithful. In the last moment, he can give instructions and he can keep. He is the eternal faithful God. We all were already welcomed, and I also would like to express it here. Beloved brothers and sisters, especially all ministers of the word, although you are not mentioned by name, also Brother John from Bucharest, Brother Daniel from Timișoara, and our brothers from Paris and from Brussels and from the Congo, you are always welcome. And God has blessed you, and he made you a blessing. Today, we will not deal with that what happens in politics and worldwide. We will not deal long. But we all notice, in all things, we notice that the time is far spent. And here, the news from the internet, the end of the conflict, and there should be an enduring peace and safety for both, for Israel and for the Palestinians. It's only about peace and about safety. And here, Pope dialogue between Jews and Christians and Muslims. There's only one thing: peace and safety. And everything is really depending on that, what is happening now. And the most terrible thing is, of course, if one looks to Rome, are the bones from Peter? The Pope kisses 8 bones which are said to be of Peter. Shall he do it? But now comes something very different. The last declaration, it's written in the magazine Idea Spectrum. The baptism and the belief in the triune God is more important than the theological differences. And then it says, no longer dealing with confessions, but the unity, to demonstrate unity. And now comes the hammer. And about this, we will speak briefly. One of the last reports from the Vatican. A turnaround in the Catholic Church. Vatican approaches the homosexuals and the lesbians. And then it's written, homosexuals can enrich the Christian fellowship with their gifts. Yes. To this, we will, let's say, God's word something. God has an order in the creation. God has an order in the plan of salvation. And it's just very important, brothers and sisters, that we not only speak of the calling out and of the preparation, but that we truly experience our personal experiences of salvation with God by repentance, by conversion, that we dedicate our lives to the Lord, that we receive deliverance from all bondages, and that we truly consecrate our lives to the Lord. And as Brother Tati told me before, through the CNN channel, this is the channel which is most viewed on the earth. And there it was said that 10,000 churches in the USA, Baptists, Methodists, and all who they are, they have given their agreement that the homosexuals and so forth, that they can be together and that they can receive the blessing. Which blessing? Everything depends on God's blessing, and God can only bless what is in His will. Everything else He cannot bless at all. And then we have in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, we have the command what we have to do as believers. Shall all people, shall all churches, shall all religions do what they like, but for the church of the living God counts only God's word. What he says unto you, this do. Here, especially in 2 Corinthians, in chapter 7, it's written from verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, from verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Both. In both realms. In the flesh, in the spirit, in the natural and in the spiritual life. Everything according to the word of God must be put in order. And this word is written right after 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And here we have it from verse 14. The instruction which the Lord has really given us along the way. Let us read it. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Shall the unbelievers do what they like? At the last judgment, they will receive their verdict. We are separated as the people of God, and we are in the kingdom of God. Then it says, verse 14, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And it continues. What accord has Christ with Belial? No accord at all. Or what part has he that believeth with an unbeliever and with him who doesn't believe? With the believer? There's no connection. There can be no fellowship. Then verse 16. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And now the calling out, the command. Wherefore, because we have nothing in common with darkness, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, commandeth the Lord. It's not a wish, it's a command of the Lord. That we should come out of everything what is not in agreement with God and His Word. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now the question. Who hearkens to such a word? No man, no people, in no church. No one is hearkening to such a word. All have their own doctrines. They established them. And they remain with it. But for us, as the church of the living God, is only the word of God valid. And as the divine creation order exists, so for us exists the order in the plan of salvation of our God, in which we must be placed by His grace. Then in the Old Testament, we have the patterns. For instance, if we read in Luke 17, it will be as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Then one just has to go back to Genesis 19 to see how it was at that time. If it should be now, before the return of the Lord, as it was then we just have to go back and we have to see how it was then and what God did at that time. We all know in Genesis 18, the Lord visited Abraham together with two angels. He was sitting under the tree. He let himself the feet be washed. And he was eating with Abraham. And then he even said, "How can I hide before Abraham what I am about to do?" Abraham was the prophet, and God revealed to him what would take place. This is chapter 18. But then, in chapter 19, the two angels went on to Sodom, and in the evening they arrived there. And what happened? The city was gathering, and the homosexuals, they were requiring that Lot should give this man to them. Genesis 19, verse 5. And they called out unto Lot and said unto him, "Where are the men who came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them." Yes, at that time it was already like this. But God has given guidelines in His Word, and this already in the Old Testament, and this in connection with sanctification. Let us read a couple of verses to it from Leviticus. Leviticus, chapter 19. Here we are told in verse 2, Leviticus 19, verse 2, "Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." And then it said, what belongs to this sanctification, to this holiness? Leviticus 20, verse 7, it says, "Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifieth you." Do that what I commanded you. Do according to what I've said to you. And then we have it. that we can be only sanctified in the word and in the will of God. And then are coming, of course, the very strong instructions with a death penalty. Verse 10, Leviticus 20, verse 10. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery, he shall be put to death. God wanted to have an order in the church, in the houses. He didn't want that there is a tohu-bahuvu, a confusion. And what is the now concerning the developments in our time? It's impossible. Verse 13, it says, Leviticus 20, verse 13, if a man also lie with a mankind, as he lieth with a woman, this is an abomination before God, and both shall surely be put to death. This God said, and I repeat myself, God wanted to have an order in the church, in the marriage, in the family. God wanted to have an order. And then even with animals. Verse 15. And if a man lies with a beast, he shall surely be put to death. This was his end. This he wanted like this. Then verse 16. And if a woman approaches unto any beast. What did I hear yesterday for the first time in my life? That there should be a zoo. Where human beings and animals are meeting themselves. It's incomprehensible. Sodom and Gomorrah was nothing to it. But the Lord, of course, predicted it this way, that it would come this way. And it is here. Today, it's here already. Let us open Luke 19, first Luke 17. Where the Lord has given instructions, what would happen. And we all know that the Lord will return. And here it's written, of course, in Luke 17, from verse 26, Luke 17, from verse 26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Then verse 27, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Then verse 28, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought and they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Then verse 30, which Brother Branham mentioned very often, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. As it was in the days of Noah, whoever was in the ark remained alive. Whoever was not in the ark perished. And whoever didn't come out of Sodom, yes, the fire fell. Sodom was no more. Therefore, we just have to say the difference between a believer and unbeliever is like day and night. Let us say it once again. the unbelievers. They do anyway what they like. They do what they like in all the religions, in all churches. But the church of the living God receives and takes the divine teaching seriously. And if we then go on in the New Testament, what was written down here in Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 1, Paul was dealing already with this subject. Romans chapter 1, verse 25 to 27, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And because they exchanged all this, therefore it's written in verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Everything was said. Everything was said here. Then verse 27. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Here we have really everything. Brothers and sisters, in our days, all of Bible prophecy is being fulfilled, be it good or bad, be it nations or Israel or the church. Whatever God predicted in His Word, this is really happening in our time. But we take the Word as our pattern. And I tell you, we can only stand before God if we take the Word of God seriously. Let us read two or three scriptures from Corinthians. Here in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Here the list is being enlarged. The list is enlarged. And one just has to read to know what separates us from God and what excludes us from the kingdom of God. And doing in the reverence of God, in the fear of God, what is pleasing unto Him. Then verse 10, we read it already. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, no slanderer will inherit the kingdom of God. Also our tongue we have to tame, otherwise our service for God is in vain. And therefore all these admonitions which the Lord has given to us In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we have the admonition, please excuse me, you older people, and also you young people. But here, to the married people, the instruction is given. 1 Corinthians 7 from verse 2. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. It is the divine order also in the New Testament church. It was all set forth. And all have the possibility to align accordingly and not to be burned up in themselves, but respecting the divine order. Every man have his own wife, and every wife have her own husband. This is the divine order in the church, regardless of what all the others are doing. Let them do it. Shall they do it? And it will be like them, as it was with them who didn't enter into the ark, and those who remained in Sodom when fire and brimstone rained down. Brothers and sisters, God has given us the grace also in the natural realm to respect everything and to put everything in order according to His word. And this is the indescribable grace which the Lord has given us. Now addressed to all, I say it openly and freely. We will not speak again about this subject. But I personally, I don't know any brother who would fall under this judgment. I don't know a single brother who would be homosexual. Not one. If there is someone, then I don't know it. And the same applies to the sisters. I don't know a single sister to which would apply the sentence as we have read it in Leviticus, that she's stoned. But in the New Testament, she receives deliverance and forgiveness, and God has really taken care for everything. And I say it now with all my heart. We are not here. We are not here to judge. We are not here to condemn. But we are here to preach the truth. As it is written, that no one who does such things can inherit the kingdom of God. Just imagine, such people would come into heaven. What then? This is just impossible. We must be born again. The new divine life must be manifested in us. As we have read, as in Corinthians chapter 7, that we truly are delivered from everything, delivered, being consecrated to God. I just read these things because these things have taken their course. I say it with reverence. Should somebody count it possible that something is done openly and praised, and that all are joining? Who would have said it? One could imagine that people are doing such things. Yes, but that it's praised like this, and that it is proclaimed as being right. Brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. As it was in those days, So it shall be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. And then it will happen. Two will lie on one bed. Two will work on a field. Two will mill the mill. One shall be taken and the other one shall be left. Brothers and sisters, the proclamation which God has entrusted to us must have the goal that we are part of the rapture and that we really look into the mirror of the Word and that we really ask God for grace, that if somebody has problems, whatever it might be, doesn't have to be in this matter here, but whoever has a problem today, he doesn't have to go from this meeting with the same problem. While the sermon goes on, he can have an experience with God. And while we pray, whoever has not received forgiveness can remain behind. Here are brothers who are ready to pray so that all are really helped by His grace. In Zurich, I was reading what is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I was emphasizing it in Zurich, that this is really the day on which the day of salvation is manifested. The salvation of God is manifested. Deliverance, full redemption must take place by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb is still on the mercy seat. And all who are coming to the Lord, they receive forgiveness, but also deliverance. Let me read these scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. And now comes that what we have to emphasize. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In the Old Testament, it was foretold. And in the New Testament, it happened. In Isaiah 49, verse 8, the announcement. And in the New Testament, it was shown forth that now is the day of salvation, which was announced. This day is here now. Everything is here. What was foretold and written in Bible prophecy, nation against nation, earthquakes, famines, expensive times, Sodom and Gomorrah, everything is here. Jerusalem is in the center point. Temple Mount, everything is happening before our eyes. We don't have to wait still that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. It is being fulfilled before our eyes. And as it is written, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. But the most powerful is in Luke chapter 4, where our Lord was reading from the Old Testament, from the prophet Isaiah. And then he could say, today this scripture is being fulfilled before your eyes. Brothers and sisters, we can go from chapter to chapter, and time and again we can call out, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Here in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, it's of course written from verse 17, Luke 4, verse 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." What was the acceptable year? The year of Jubilee, where all returned to their possession. And whoever didn't return, he had to come into the temple. He had to give his ear, and an awl was piercing his ear, and he never could return anymore. Brothers and sisters, this is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable time. And if the Lord would ask today, "Have you understood all things correctly?" Also concerning the message and concerning the messenger, that by grace we really could place everything biblically, knowing that a prophet was not sent, that we make more of him what God has made of him. A messenger, just as John the Baptist was preparing a people for the Lord, Luke 1, verse 17. And that's what's all about today. It's not the message of Paul and not the message of Brother Branham. It's the divine message addressed to the people of God, which was preached unto us. And the people of God, of course, were brought back. And we believe as the scripture says. Here in Luke 4, verse 21, it's written, "And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Just very powerful. Announced in Isaiah. All were announcing, more than 800 years have passed, but now the announced thing became divine reality. And they have seen the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. They recognized it. And our Lord cried out, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." How many scriptures we can list here? And we can say, today, this day, these scriptures are being fulfilled before our eyes. Just take the people of Israel. Didn't God say in Hosea chapter 6, "After 2 days, I will bring you back and I will heal you"? One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. 2 days as 2,000 years. And what has happened? God gathered from more than 150 countries. He has gathered his people of Israel. And today we can call out, today, this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Everything is fulfillment of scripture in our time. And also the promises which were given to us. I can remember it very well. 1964, on my way back from India, I made a stopover in Amman, in Jordan. And then I have taken a bus and I traveled to Jerusalem in October 1964. I have seen the gate, the barbed wire. I've seen everything. Two passports one had to have. Because with one passport, one could not enter into the other passport. It was impossible. The enmity was very great. And then we think about it. At that time, divided. And today, God has just given grace. And as it is written, from Mount Zion, he will erect his reign, and all the worlds will see it. Brothers and sisters, what was it about today for the Lord, for us, that we really recognize that we may not walk any longer on our own ways, not making our own decisions anymore, that our decisions must be in the will and in the word of God, and everything must be as the Lord said it in His Word. And let me say this here also. Should somebody have a problem, you don't have to say it aloud, but please tell it to the Lord. Tell it to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't leave this place. Today you have spoken to me. Today I consecrate my life to you, be it old or young, whoever we might be. And then it applies today. If you hear his voice, Be honest. That what we read in Genesis. Could we read it to the Vatican, to the churches? No. They are walking their own ways. They are convinced of themselves. Let us say it once again. The Church of the Living God is the blood-bought flock. And as sure as the blood of the Lamb was shed, as sure as God made a new covenant with us, as sure as God said, I will make a new covenant with you, and I will lay my law and my words into your hearts, not written on tablets of stone, but being engraved in your new hearts. Because with a new covenant have come also the new hearts. And so we have found grace in the sight of God to really submit under his mighty hand. And whatever people say enters our ear here and enters the other ear there. But what God has said in his word, this really penetrates our hearts. Do you have a full agreement to the word of God? Amen. And then just the places from Ephesians and in Galatians. Here we have once again two special scriptures concerning this subject. In chapter 5, in Galatians chapter 5, here we can read from verse 19, Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This is very serious, because here the list is quite long. Envyings, strife, hatred, heresies, seditions. Let us examine ourselves in the presence of God, because thus it is written, whoever does such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Also, this is a very serious word. Then, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such fruits there is no law. And now it comes. And they that are Christ's have crucified their flesh with the affections and lusts. Paul preached Christ, the crucified one. And here in Galatians, in chapter 6, right at the end, he said the following. Galatians 6, verse 15 and 16. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And if any man be in Christ, he has become a new creature. And now it comes, verse 16, and all, as many as walk according to this divine rule, who walk according to this divine measuring rod, peace be on them, and mercy and upon the Israel of God. Are you ready? Am I ready to walk according to this measuring line? Is the Word of God your and mine measuring line? All who walk according to this measuring line, peace be on them. Then the scripture from Ephesians, also here from chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Then the admonition. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Brothers and sisters, In this way, probably we never preached the word at this place in such clarity. But that, what is happening on the earth right now, is meant to show all the believers what our Lord said. Ye are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. By grace we received the forgiveness of sins, but not only the forgiveness, the deliverance of the burdens, the deliverances of that what has enslaved us to sin. Therefore the Lord said to preach deliverance to the captives, to help them who are captive. And therefore, tonight, we had to make it in this way. Not only to speak of the message and of the return of the Lord, but also to emphasize also this area once, that the Lord has given us guidelines into which we have to fit, even strifes, parties, heresies. Brothers and sisters, for this last period of time in which we have arrived, may God give us grace, really giving us grace, that each one beats on his own chest, saying, Lord, how do I stand before you? Lord, can I stand before you in the way as I am? Can I stand and appear before you? So, this is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable time. Not only the message of salvation, but to preach deliverance to the captives, to the blind that they see, and that to the lame that they walk, that all are helped by his grace, that we really are coming into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of God, and are really putting our will into the will of God, saying with all our hearts, thy will be done. Then we are again at the word Hebrews 10, that we truly, that we can only be sanctified in the will of God. Please, let no one think on somebody else, but let each one examine himself in the presence of God. And then we are all helped. That what God said, he doesn't have to take it back. He just said what he meant. And what he meant, this he said. And let us emphasize it once again. By the redemption, deliverance has come. We have been delivered of every right of Satan. Our life belongs to the Lord. Therefore, we could read the word, remember that your body is the temple of God. Your body is the temple of God. Our heart lives in our body, and the Lord has taken dwelling in us. And so our body has become the temple of God. And our Lord has, in the center of this body, he has taken the rulership into our hearts. And I'm really convinced that we all have a full, a total agreement to the word of God. And we just say, beloved Lord, wherever there is need, wherever there is something which is between you and me, please take it away. I bring it to you. and especially addressed to the young people who would like to make their decision for the Lord. Please receive it by faith. Let the word speak to you. God does not make empty words. He means what he says. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the hour which the Lord has given to all of us. Today we can make our decision for the Lord. Today we can consecrate our lives to him. Because if you hear his voice now, please don't harden your heart. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of us. And also the words which we looked at today, may they really touch our hearts so that we have an inner agreement to everything and that we can just say, Thy will be done in heaven as on earth. And then his name is being glorified and sanctified by our lives. Sanctified. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are the elect. We are separated. We don't belong to churches or denominations. We are the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. We found grace in the sight of God. We received forgiveness and we received deliverance and everything that goes with it. To our Lord be the glory and the praise, now and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. And today, we will remain in prayer. And perhaps our brothers and sisters who can speak a song in Spanish, I asked for it. We all know here are international meetings. Although it is being preached in German, it's being translated into all the languages. And we really appreciate it that you're all listening. We appreciate that the translators found grace before God. If Brother Ernst is here, please come now and sing a song. Pardon? He is not here. Then he will be here tomorrow. Then we ask the two sisters that they are coming and that they sing a song. And we all remain in prayer. In the meantime, we sing Just As I Am.
Kannst du von Zünde an dein Feuer uns lassen?
Zünde an dein Feuer, Herr, im Herzen mir. Herr, möge es brennen, Liebe, Heiland dir. Was ich bin und habe, soll dein eigen sein. Deine Hände schließe fest mich ein. Quelle des Lebens und der Freude Quell. Du machst das Dunkel Rozpal ogień, Panie, w moim sercu już. Niech jasno płonie, chwaląc Ciebie wciąż. Wszystko, co posiadam, jest własnością Twą. Niech mnie Twe ręce mocno objąć chcą. Tyś źródłem życia i radości mej. Przez Ciebie ciemność już rozjaśnia się. Moje modlitwy słyszysz w chwili trwóg. Jezu mój Zbawco, Tyś mój Pan i Bóg. Bald wird uns leuchten Gottes ewiges Licht. Freue dich, Seele, und verzage nicht. Lass die Klagen schweigen, wenn das Lied erschallt. Fröhlichen Glaubens, unser Herr kommt bald. Quelle des Lebens und der Freude Quell. Du machst das Dunkel meiner Seele hell. Durch es mein Beten hilfst aus aller Not. Jesus, mein Heiland, mein Herr und Gott. Wieczne światło Boże wnet zaświeci mi. Nie trać nadziei, duszo światło lśni. Ucisz narzekania, gdy usłyszysz pieśń. Pan już nadchodzi, śpiesz go witać, śpiesz. Ty źródłem życia i radości mej. Przez Ciebie ciemność już rozjaśnia się. Moje modlitwy słyszysz w chwili trwóg. Jezu mój Zbawco, Tyś mój Pan i Bóg. Quelle des Lebens und der Freude Quell. Du machst das Dunkel meiner Seele hell. Du hörst mein Bitten, hilfst aus aller Not. Jesus, mein Heiland, mein Herr und Gott.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, the two stanzas which the sisters have sung in the Polish language, most of us didn't understand it, probably. It's just so nice that we can praise the Lord and thank the Lord in all the languages, thanking Him. And also this we want to say time and again. All who speak other languages, that they listen to the translations, that all understand what is being said, and that by this we can have part in that what God is doing right now. While our heads are still bowed and while we remain in silent prayer, let me ask whether decisions have been made, that if some would be here who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord, be it conversion, whatever it might be, the Lord is present. He spoke with us. He is here. And he continues to speak. And he continues to work. I want that we stand before the Lord. I want that we don't run in vain, that we didn't preach in vain, but that we together appear before the Lord when he comes to take his own home. When the trump shall sound and when the voice of the archangel sounds, while our heads are bowed, let me ask, who would like to be included into this prayer? Please raise your hand. Sure. Sure. Oh, beloved Lord, you ever faithful God, we are gathered here in your presence. You know the requests of each one of us. Heal, deliver, give grace, O Lord. This is the day. Now is the hour. You are helping your people, not only by teaching, by deliverance, by the full redemption, by the blood of the Lamb. Dear Lord, I claim in your presence, I claim the blood-bought flock in this generation. I claim all that hear and believe the message and to let themselves be prepared. Forgive us all. Be merciful to all of us. Let the blood of the Lamb be at work by the total forgiveness of all sins, and give obedience just as you, our Savior, was obedient, even obedient unto the death on the cross. So give us, who we were crucified with you, give us the faith and the obedience until we come from believing unto seeing. Dear Lord, may this day be a special day, and bless from the rising of the sun from New Zealand, all over the earth, O Lord, and pardon your people, and crown us with mercy and with loving kindness. To you, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory. Also today, the word of the cross shall not return void, but it shall accomplish for what you have sent it for. Give grace and give obedience. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks for the precious and holy word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us remain in prayer. Perhaps Brother Jean-Claude comes with his group. We are gathered in the presence of God, and we believe. We believe, truly we believe, with all our hearts, that this is the time. Brother Jean-Claude, are you here with your group, that we just tune in? The French language is very simple. It's that we wait for the Lord. And Maranatha is well known to all of us. May the Lord God bless. May the Lord God bless. Simply come. Come and sing. All of us, we tune in. Simple. We are expecting you. We are expecting the return of the Lord. We have heard the call in our time, and of a truth we are waiting for it. Beloved Brother Zink, may God bless you in a special way. Brother Shilsong, may God bless you. May God bless all our brothers and sisters who are far advanced in age. Brother Kupfer, you all know he's 93, 34 years. He traveled every first Sunday to Krefeld. 34 years. Every last Sunday he was in Zurich. And you can imagine how he feels now. And on the telephone, he weeps that he cannot drive anymore. I told him, I will greet all. And we are all joined in the love of God. And we know very soon it happens that the Lord returns and that our natural bodies are changed. To whom did the Word of God say something? God means well with all of us. Today we will ask Brother John that he thanks with us.
Come, you come.
Please come.
Yes, no problem. We want to hear Romanian mal hören.
We want to hear the Romanian language.
Tatăl nostru ceresc.
Unser himmlischer Vater.
Our heavenly Father.
Wir sind dankbar.
We are grateful.
Für die ganze Gnade, die du uns gezeigt hast.
For all of the grace which you have shown us, that you have visited our hearts. We thank you that you have led us deeper into your holiness through your Spirit. We have not enough words to thank you, but our hearts are full of gratefulness. Lord, fulfill your work in our lives. Everything shall be consecrated to you in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Should somebody want to remain behind for prayer, please feel free. After the last chorus, while all are leaving, whoever would like to remain can come to the front. And we are ready to pray with you and for you. Brother Schmidt will thank with us. Great God, we thank you, I thank you for the grace which you have given to all of us. Today, Lord in heaven, we can say, as you have said then, today, this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Everything comes to fulfillment, just as you said it. Every admonition, every instruction, thank you, Lord. Nothing have you forgotten. As our Lord said, you are not out of this world, but you have put everything upon the lampstand. You have given the guidelines. You have given instructions. You have given your word. You have brought us redemption in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please, Lord, let us really appreciate and uphold your grace, for your word does not return void, it always accomplishes for what you have sent it for. You have sent it for us, for the redemption, for the deliverance, that we can be happy and joyous. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise on.
Thank you.
Amen.